Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting second. The center fielder, Jack Smith. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Eddie Brown. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Doc Farrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kent Greenfield. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Kent Greenfield. And now, play ball. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. English reaches second base with a double. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ben Cantwell now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Stevenson moves to third. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevenson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Cubs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez takes first base on ball four. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Malone reaches second base with a double. Grimm scores. Gonzalez moves to third. It's 5-0, Cubs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. Beck hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. English hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kyler moves to second. 2 outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kyler scores. Stevenson moves to third. It's 6-0, Cubs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Malone hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-2 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-1 in the game. Richborg takes first base on ball 4. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. English takes first base on ball 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Kyler moves to second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby catches it and throws to first to double up Wilson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hornsby strikes out. There goes Sisler. The throw from Gonzalez to second, and Sisler is out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields the ball and throws to Cantwell covering. Safe. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan bunts in front of the plate. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. Two outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Malone hits a pop-up towards short. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Moore pinch hits for Ben Cantwell. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Clarkson now pitching. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 3 in the game. Beck takes first base on ball 4. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. English bunts towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Hornsby covering, for the out. Beck moves to second. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Beck moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Richborg strikes out. One out. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clarkson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Malone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Beck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malone moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. English hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kyler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Grimm moves to second. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Grimm moves to third. McMillan moves to second. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Dick Burris pinch hits for Bill Clarkson. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Richborg hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Robertson now pitching. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. English hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Kyler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Beck goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Kyler scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 9-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Stevenson scores. Grimm moves to second. It's 11-0, Cubs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grimm scores. Gonzalez moves to second. It's 12-0, Cubs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Malone hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sisler hits a pop-up. Foul, towards third. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 12. And Boston Braves, 0. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.